And now the Domestic Research Council's official time starter, the beginning of the long dash following 5 seconds of silence, officially indicates the start of the audio circus.
You are listening to the audio circus.
I'm Eric Rosenheck. Welcome to episode 59, Life Lessons. On this week's show, a review of Into the Wild, The Would You Rather Survey, and poetry by Patrick Lane. I've spent the last week trying to figure out how I want to present my review of Into the Wild. It's been hard because the film has received good reviews, my friends liked it, and Into the Wild has some good performances and a great soundtrack. And yet, I watched Into the Wild, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it because of the main character. Now, I'm not here to criticize and scold the main character, Chris McCandless, because Chris McCandless was a real person. This is a true story, and it's common knowledge that Chris is no longer alive, dying at the young age of 23. It would be completely disrespectful to condemn someone who is dead. It's also disrespectful to his surviving relatives. I have no problem with why Chris did what he did. I just have a problem with how he did it. After graduating from university, Chris, who is played by Emil Hirsch, decides to break free from the, quote, institution he's been part of for his entire life. In Chris's eyes, the institution has been a complete fraud, and understandably so. Chris grew up in an affluent suburban household. However, his family had a number of skeletons in their closet. Chris's mother and father had a very abusive relationship, which Chris and his sister had to witness at a very young age. So now Chris decides to make his move, and starts by destroying his IDs and giving away his life savings to charity. He then embarks on a journey that takes him to a number of places, and eventually, he travels to the Alaskan wilderness and camps out in an abandoned bus. Typically, a film has a quote-unquote good guy, a protagonist, and one usually cheers for the protagonist and hopes that he or she will succeed. But in this film, I couldn't cheer for this protagonist because of the choices he made. I completely understand why Chris had to escape from this fraudulent life, and I was all for it. The audience has the same feeling. But what bothers me is the method he used to escape from the fraudulent life. Chris had so much potential. He could have made a solid impact on this world. He was no dummy. He was smart enough to get into Harvard Law. Chris could have made a difference in society, and yet he wasted all that potential by choosing to live in isolation. To me, the best parts of the movie were when Chris was interacting with people. Whether it was the grain farmers or the hippie communal or the lonely old man in California, Chris made an impact with these people. They were happy that he was there to help out, and in some cases just there to listen and offer advice. Chris had such a profound effect on these individuals, but he threw it away because all he wanted to do was live in the Alaskan wilderness and sleep in an abandoned bus. I understand that Chris lost faith in the so-called institution. But just because the institution you lived in was full of crap doesn't mean other institutions are just as fraudulent. He could have discovered a new one or created his own institution that was built on honesty and goodwill. But he didn't. That's the choice he made, and we have to live with it. In terms of direction, Sean Penn puts out a very good effort, and I do appreciate the fact that he did not glamorize Chris's actions. I also have to point out that the film is 140 minutes. That is way too long. Into the Wild does not have a happy ending. It will, however, provoke a reaction. You will either view Chris McCandless as a hero, or as a man who could have done a lot more with his life. Overall, I give the film 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Jesse David.
Time jam was packed before you know it, man, it's time to go. Time waits for no man, time doesn't stop, time doesn't care if you're coming. time. Jam was packed before you knew it, man, it's time to go.
Here we go. There was a man that had twins at 18. But he walked away and turned his back on his dream. Always wanted kids, but they just got in the way. So he thought he could go and come back another day. Should have made the choice with the chance that he had. Now his boys have grown up, living at home without a dad. Now he wants to come back and make it up to them. Nah, they too busy and dad really ain't no friend. I bet he regrets all the time that he spent away from his boys while his boys got bent. Real bent that he never took the time to phone. Bent that he left the moms all alone to mend the broken home.
Time waits for no man. Time doesn't stop. Time doesn't care if you're coming or not. 1 minute having a great time. Jam was packed before you know it, man. It's time to go. Time waits for no man. Time doesn't stop. Time doesn't care if you're coming or not. 1 minute having a great time. Jam was packed before you know it, man. It's time to go.
A young man went to travel the globe. Didn't wanna fit in the mold and just do what he was told. Had a fresh start, thought this is it. I'm having so much fun with the people I'm chilling with. Tried to play the game but got beat too many times. So we got a gun and started doing crimes. Sometimes he won and sometimes he lost. Sometimes he took a risk but this time he paid the cost. Cause the clock keeps ticking as the time goes by. Sometimes you're low, sometimes you're high. Some days you think you can fly. One day you're born then you die. Time waits for no man and yet some still try.
Time waits for no man. Time doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop,
yeah. Care if you're coming or not. 1 minute having a great time. Jam was packed before you know it, man. It's time to go. Time waits for no man. Time doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop, man. Tomorrow's good weather. Your girlfriend left you.
Give it time, it gets better.
You're with your fam.
Give it time, it gets better.
You're stressed out at school.
Give it time, it gets better.
Forecast for tomorrow's good weather.
Stop. Time doesn't care if you're coming or not.
Coming or not.
Time jam was packed before you know it. Time to go. Time waits for no man. Time doesn't stop. Time doesn't care if you're coming or not.
Coming or not.
Time jam was packed before you know it. Time to go. Time waits for no man. Time doesn't stop. Time doesn't care if you're coming or not. 1 minute having a great time. Jam was packed before you know it. Man, it's time to go. Time waits for no man.
Time waits for no man.
Time doesn't care if you're coming on that. 1 minute I get a great
life
time. Jam
short.
Was packed before you know it, man. It's time to go.
Use your time wisely.
Originally from the East End of Toronto, that's Jesse David with Time Waits for No Man. Jesse describes himself as a voyageur and is also a Toronto police officer. He draws on this experience to compose what he describes as, quote, culturally relevant songs of human interest. Jesse's currently working on an EP, and for more information you can visit his website, jessedavid.ca. That's JessedDavid.ca. You could also find a link on the Audio Circus website. It's time for the Would You Rather survey, a place where you get to weigh in your opinions on all sorts of things. Last week, I asked if you'd rather A, have a street fight with Sonic the Hedgehog, or B, have a street fight with Mario. Out of all the votes casted, the majority of them went to A, have a street fight with Sonic the Hedgehog. Thanks for voting. Here's this week's question. Would you rather A, go to a Halloween party on October 31st, or B, watch Game 6 of the World Series? Send your response to audio_circus@yahoo.ca or post a comment on the website audio-circus.blogspot.com. Again, would you rather A, go to a Halloween party on October 31st, or B, watch Game 6 of the World Series? Vote early, vote often, vote as many times as you want. audio_circus@yahoo.ca.
Stay tuned. The Audio Circus will return right now.
Our poem this week is written by Patrick Lane, and it's called Passing Into Storm. Enjoy. Passing Into Storm. Know him for a white man. He walks sideways into wind, allowing the left of him to forget what the right knows as cold. His ears turn into death, what his eyes can't see. All day he walks away from the sun, passing into storm. Do not mistake him for the howl you hear, or the track you think you follow. Finding a white man in snow is to look for the dead. He has been burned by the wind. He has left too much flesh on winter's white metal to leave his color as a sign. Cold white, cold flesh. He leans into wind sideways, kills without mercy anything to the left of him, coming like madness in the snow. That was Passing Into Storm, written by Patrick Lane. That's all for episode 59 of the Audio Circus. If you would like to contact me, you can do so by sending an email to audio_circus@yahoo.ca, or you can post a comment on the website, audio-circus.blogspot.com. Until next time, I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thank you for listening to the Audio Circus.